आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। इलेक्शन फॉर 18th लोकसभा स्पीकर टू बी हेल्ड टुडे। ओम बिरला ऑफ एनडीए एंड के सुरेश ऑफ आईएनडीआईए ब्लॉक इन द फ्रे। External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar says Africa will continue to be at India's top priorities. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh exudes confidence of India's nuclear power generation capacity to increase by around 70% in the next 5 years. India is moving towards 8% GDP growth in a sustained manner, says RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das. And India's Krishna Prasad Garga and Sai Pratik advanced to men's doubles pre-quarterfinals in the US Open badminton tournament. The speaker for the 18th Lok Sabha will be chosen today. Senior BJP MP Om Birla, who was also the speaker in the last Lok Sabha, is the NDA nominee for the post this time as well. On the other hand, the opposition INDIA bloc has fielded Congress MP K Suresh for the post. Both the candidates yesterday filed their nominations for the speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held today. Despite hectic parley, the government and opposition failed to reach a consensus for the post. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Lok Sabha Speaker should be elected unanimously and unopposed. He said the government talked to the floor leaders of the opposition parties to build consensus on the name of the Lok Sabha Speaker. He said Congress-led opposition have come up with conditions and demanded the Deputy Speaker's post.
हम चाहते हैं कि इस बार भी लोकसभा अध्यक्ष स्पीकर का पद को निर्विरोध कंसेंसस सब मिलकर के चुना जाए, ये हमारा मत है। मैं फिर से अपील करना चाहता हूं कि स्पीकर के पद का गरिमा को ध्यान में रखते हुए परंपरा के अनुसार अभी भी कांग्रेस पार्टी सोच सकते हैं। हमारे पास बहुमत है, एनडीए के पास पर्याप्त नंबर है, तभी तो हम सरकार में हैं। स्पीकर का पद किसी दल का नहीं होता है, पूरे सदन को एकजुट में रख करके चलाने का पद होता है।
टॉकिंग टू मीडिया आउटसाइड पार्लियामेंट यस्टरडे, यूनियन मिनिस्टर पीयूष गोयल सेड सीनियर यूनियन मिनिस्टर्स राजनाथ सिंह, अमित शाह एंड जेपी नड्डा मेट विद कांग्रेस लीडर केसी वेणुगोपाल एंड डीएमके एमपी टीआर बालू टू बिल्ड कंसेंसस ऑन द सिलेक्शन ऑफ द लोकसभा स्पीकर। Talking to media outside the parliament, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said that the opposition is ready to extend support to the NDA nominee for the speaker's post, provided that the deputy speaker's post must be given to the opposition. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition LOP in the Lok Sabha. Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal informed this to media in New Delhi. He said Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi has written to Pro Tem Speaker Bharthruhari Mehtab informing that Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition in the House. Meanwhile, a meeting of the floor leaders of INDIA Alliance was also held in the residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge yesterday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said Africa will continue to be at the top of India's priorities. Addressing the Africa Day celebrations in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar said India's partnership with Africa is beyond strategic concerns and economic benefits. He stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi redefined India's engagement in Africa by outlining its 10 guiding principles.
India, the most populous country in the world, and currently the fifth largest economy, looks at Africa as a natural partner, anchored in trust and mutual respect. It is focused now on value addition within Africa with production, research, localization and local employment.
On the trade and economic front, India is the fourth largest trading partner for Africa with a bilateral trade of about $100 billion and cumulative investments of more than $75 billion. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has expressed confidence that India's nuclear power generation capacity will increase by around 70% in the next 5 years. He said this while convening a high-level meeting to review the 100 Days Action Plan of the Department of Atomic Energy in New Delhi. Dr. Singh highlighted India's progress in nuclear energy and renewable energy in the energy landscape. He also took stock of the already operational projects and gave directions for upcoming plans. Another accused in the NEET 2024 exam scam has been arrested by Latur police. The name of the accused is Sanjay Jadhav. Two out of four accused have been arrested so far. A case has been registered against a total of four people in the Shivajinagar police station at Latur. Jaleel Khan Pathan, a teacher at Latur Zilla Parishad School, was arrested on June 23rd. The exam admit cards of 12 students who appeared in the NEET exam have been found in the mobile phones of the accused Sanjay Jadhav and Jaleel Khan Pathan. Meanwhile, accused Sanjay Jadhav was produced before the court yesterday and he has been remanded to police custody till the 2nd of July. On the recent steps taken by the centre in connection with NEET UG examination, Dr. Neeraj Gupta, Vice Chancellor, Gujarat University, said that steps taken by the central government this time will improve the examination pattern in the future.
केंद्रीय सरकार ने जिस तरह के कदम उठाए हैं वो आगे तक के लिए इस तरह के प्रकरण को सील कर देंगे जो कड़ा कानून लेकर आए हैं उस कानून में जो 1 करोड़ रुपए तक सजा के साथ एक भुगतान करने की बात है सीबीआई को तुरंत इसकी जांच सौंपी गई 7 सदस्यों की हाई लेवल एक एडवाइजरी कमेटी बनाई गई जो एनटीए में ये देखेगी कि कहां सुधार की जरूरत है.
Chancellor of Bareilly International University, Keshav Kumar Agarwal, appealed to the students to be patient and said that the government is taking appropriate decisions in the interests of the students.
NEET UG तथा PG का मेटा हर जगह छाया हुआ है. आप लोग धैर्य रखें और अपनी पढ़ाई पर ही ध्यान दें. MBBS का NEET एग्जाम लगभग 4,500 सेंटरों पर आयोजित हुआ जिसमें 24 लाख से ज्यादा बच्चों ने भाग लिया. लगभग 2 लाख छात्रों को मेडिकल डेंटल आयुर्वेदिक होम्योपैथिक कोर्सों में प्रवेश मिलेगा. मैं समझता हूं आप लोगों ने बहुत मेहनत की है. मुझे विश्वास है आपकी मेहनत बेकार नहीं जाएगी. भारत सरकार छात्र हित में उचित फैसला लेगी क्योंकि मैटर सुप्रीम कोर्ट में विचाराधीन है. हमारे न्यायाधीश भी छात्रों के हितों को ध्यान रखते हुए उचित निर्णय लेंगे.
In Madhya Pradesh, the minister of the state would bear the expenses of income tax and would not take any financial assistance from the government. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has said that now there will be no financial burden on the state.
तो आयकर की दृष्टि से 1972 का एक नियम था जिसमें विवरणी में मंत्रीगणों का या संसदीय सचिव तक का भी सारा राज्य सरकार के खाते में जाता था. एक निर्णय हमने किया कि हमारे अपने सभी मंत्रीगण अपने अपने इनकम टैक्स दृष्टि से स्वयं का व्ययन करेंगे. वो शासन से कोई वित्तीय भार उसमें नहीं लेंगे.
The chief minister further said that it was also decided that out of the assistance given in case of martyrdom of any soldier of the state, 50% of the total amount would be given to the wife and the remaining 50% to the parents of the martyr. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea today challenging a Delhi High Court order which paused the bail granted to him by a lower court. On June 20th, a Delhi court granted bail to Kejriwal, who was arrested on March 21st by the Enforcement Directorate ED and ordered his release on a personal bond of 1 lakh rupees. However, ED moved the Delhi High Court challenging the bail order. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates on the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that India is at the threshold of a major structural shift in its growth trajectory and is moving towards 8% GDP growth in a sustained manner. Addressing the 188th AGM of the Bombay Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Mumbai yesterday, Mr. Das said India's growth story has been and will be a multi-sectoral growth.
India is at the threshold of a major structural shift in its growth trajectory, moving towards 8% GDP growth in a sustained manner. We are moving towards annual growth rate of 8%. If you look at the average growth that India recorded over the last 3 years, the average comes to 8.3%. And the current year, we have, from the Reserve Bank side, we have given a projection of 7.2% growth for the current year.
Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that the Global Navigation Satellite System for toll collection will play a pivotal role, being effective, viable and environmentally sound. He said this while addressing an international workshop in New Delhi on Global Navigation Satellite System based electronic toll collection in India.
मेरा रिक्वेस्ट है अभी भी आपको लगता है तो आप बने तक सक्सेसफुल टेक्नोलॉजी के साथ जॉइंट वेंचर करिए अगर इंडियन आईटी इंडस्ट्री अगर सक्सेसफुल टेक्नोलॉजी दे सकती है तो जरूर उसके साथ करिए एक एंगल है कि फॉरेन इन्वेस्टमेंट भी हमको चाहिए फॉरेन टेक्नोलॉजी भी चाहिए हम उनका स्वागत करते हैं पर अगर इंडिया की कोई कंपनी अपनी टेक्नोलॉजी देकर यह सक्सेसफुल कर सकती है तो सोने में भी सुहागन है
In Jammu and Kashmir, in a major boost to the pilgrimage to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, the much-awaited helicopter service from Jammu to Vaishno Devi via Panchi helipad has commenced from yesterday. The service will be available daily with 4 flights operating throughout the day. The flight will operate only when a minimum of 4 pilgrims have booked the service. The Shrine Board has come up with 2 packages for the pilgrims desirous of availing the facility, which are same-day return SDR package and would cost 35,000 rupees per pilgrim and next-day return NDR package that would cost 60,000 rupees per pilgrim. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed from the espionage case after he officially pleaded guilty to a single charge of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified U.S. defense documents in the Saipan court of Northern Mariana Islands, U.S. The U.S. court has accepted Assange's 62 months prison time in the United Kingdom as his sentence. The BWF US Open Badminton began in Fort Worth Convention Center, Texas last evening. The tournament is witnessing a watered-down field because the top players from across the globe have opted to focus on the Paris Olympics. In men's doubles, Indian pair of Krishna Prasad Garga and Sai Pratik K defeated Irish pair of Scott Gildy and Paul Reynolds in a round 32 match 21-14-21-12 this morning. In women's doubles, Tressa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will clash with P. Hasai and Yi Hung of Chinese Taipei in round of 16 this afternoon. Karthik A. Gulshan Kumar failed to qualify for the men's singles quarterfinals last night after he lost to Jay Liao of Chinese Taipei 19-21-13-21. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Afghanistan will face South Africa in the first semi-final at the Brian Lara Stadium in Tarawba, Trinidad, tomorrow morning, while India will face England in the second semi-final match at Providence Stadium in Guyana tomorrow evening. Final match of the tournament will be played at Kensington Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados on Saturday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers report on India set to witness the first election for the Lok Sabha Speaker's position. Rare showdown for Speaker as NDA picks Om Birla again, headlines the Hindustan Times. The Pioneer headlines, historic clash over Speaker post, no consensus. It's NDA's Om Birla versus opposition's Suresh for Speaker, headlines the Tribune. NDA sticks with Birla, Congress picks Suresh for fourth ever Speaker contest, headlines the Times of India. Most papers also report on the Delhi High Court staying a lower court's order, granting bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. The Asian Age headlines, HC stays Kejriwal's bail, says trial court didn't give ED time. All papers report on the census hitting all-time high, 78K and counting, no stopping these bulls, headlined the Economic Times. And finally, the Indian Express has a story which says, Thai movie, How to Make Millions Before Grandma Dies, has become a surprise hit. Its theme is universal, bonding with family. With that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election for 18th Lok Sabha Speaker to be held today. Om Birla of NDA and K. Suresh of INDIA block in the fray. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar says Africa will continue to be at India's top priorities. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh exudes confidence of India's nuclear power generation capacity to increase by around 70% in the next 5 years. India is moving towards 8% GDP growth in a sustained manner, says RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das. And India's Krishna Prasad Garga and Sai Pratik advanced to men's doubles pre-quarterfinals in the US Open badminton tournament. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.